we're going to talk today about a topic that's very relevant. Vehigadeta lebincha, to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim to our children, which is a mitzvah d'oraita, it's a mitzvah from the Torah. Let me first read you some halachas about how the Haggadah should be told and should be read, to be mekayim the mitzvah of Vehigadeta lebincha. There is another sentence in the Haggadah that we're saying, Lo'oilom chayev odom liroys es atzmoy ki'ilu yotzo mimitzrayim, that everybody should see himself, imagine himself, as if he is the one that actually left Mitzrayim. So the Nite Gavriel brings an interesting halacha that I am not sure exactly where he took it from, but he writes the following. Mitzvat sipur yetziat Mitzrayim hu beofen sheyakiru veyargishu hayoshvim bebeito keilu hu yatza mimitzrayim. An interesting halacha, that the way that you have to read the Haggadah is such that those people who hear you read the Haggadah will get the feeling that you're telling the story as if you yourself went out of Mitzrayim. So it's not just an issue of how you should feel, but it's an issue of how others should perceive the story that you're telling, and they should look at it as if you are so excited about telling the story, as if you yourself went out of Mitzrayim. And the Chassam Sofer gives an interesting promise. He says the following, Muftachim anu begalut achayil, shanachnu yoshvim, lesaper yetziat Mitzrayim levaneinu, leashrish libotam beirat Hashem, azay shefa eloki aleinu, kmo betzeteinu mimitzrayim. Translation, the Chassam Sofer says that when we are in the Golus now, and we are telling the story to our children of Yetziat Mitzrayim, there is a promise that the same blessing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Jews when they left Mitzrayim, He will also shower upon us when we do it now. Interesting. Then there is another halacha. Even though we say Hallel, usually we always stand when we say Hallel. In the Haggadah we sit down. We're not standing. Okay? Says the, this is in the name of Shechanoh Harav, that we cannot say the Haggadah while standing, because we have to say the Haggadah bederech cherus. We have to say it as free people, and when we stand, we don't give the impression of free people. However, usually, the expression of freedom that we give during the night of the Seder is behaseva, when we lean down. We're not allowed to say the Haggadah behaseva. So we have to do it with the proper respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showing that we are free, but not showing that we are kings as we are standing in front of Melech Malchei Hamlochim. We should say the Haggadah benachat ubimtinut, slow and patiently, and not as if we just want to say it and finish it. We have to say the Haggadah out loud. We have to say the Haggadah out loud. Unfortunately, I see a lot of people that they talk and they tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim and they discuss different issues in the Haggadah, and then they just read the Haggadah very quickly, quietly. We shouldn't do it. The Haggadah itself should be said out loud. That saying that the Chassam Sofer used to say the Haggadah in such a loud voice that the entire city heard it. He was makpid on saying the Haggadah very loud. And then there is an interesting halacha that the Bnei Yisoscho brings in his book of Derech Pikudecha, and the halacha is as following. When we say the Haggadah, Yechaven sherotze lekayem mitzvat ase shel sipur yetzias Mitzrayim, we say Lashem Yichud that we are now about to be mekayem the mitzvah of telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but then he ends, Veyesh shekatav, that's the Bnei Yisoscho, שצריך לכוון גם הטעם של מצוות הסיפור, למען תספר באוזני בינכו ובין בינכו. So not only we want to make the mitzvah, but we want to also make the mitzvah with the reasoning behind it. And what's the reason? להודיע שהשם אלוקי עולם, that הקדוש ברוך הוא, he is the one that can controls everything, showers everything, and can give us good or bad, and nothing can stop הקדוש ברוך הוא from doing it. A person by the name Rabbi Yoshua Van Dyke, he wrote an outstanding article about Pesach and the Haggadah, and some of the following things that I'm going to tell you is out of his article. I need to say Dovah v'shem Amroi. So, first of all, why is this that we called this book that we read, Haggadah. So the simple teretz is because the Torah says v'higadeto lebincho b'yom ahu. So this is Haggadah, is the noun of the verb v'higadeto. The problem is that there are more times in the Torah written the word v'amalta than v'higadeto. The Torah says v'higadeto lebincho b'yom ahu b'avu zeh aseh asher li b'tzitim in Mitzrayim. But then the Torah says v'hoyo ki ishalcho bincho mocha olem o mazois v'amalto elov. Then v'amalta elav b'choiz dekiyad otziyanu Hashem in Mitzrayim. So there are more psukim that they use the verb v'amalta to say than the Haggadah. Why is this that Chachomim found it necessary to call this book Haggadah and not Amira or Sipur? Issue number one, an interesting issue. The second one, and it's a very known question, but the teretz for it is a very unique. We are reading in the Haggadah the Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Do you know where is it taken from, the Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim? We're reading Arami oved avi vayered Mitzrayimah vayogro sham bimtei me'at vayisham legoy gadol atzum v'rav. The entire psukim that we read about the Haggadah, you know where they are taken from? They are not in Chumash Shmois when the Torah tells us the whole Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim. They are from Bikurim. When a person brings the first fruits of the year and he takes it to Yerushalayim, that's what he is reading. Why is this that Chachamim, when they put together the Haggadah, found it necessary to cite in the Haggadah the psukim about Yetzias Mitzrayim from Bikurim and not from Chumash Shmot, where it describes the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim? And not only that they're citing the psukim, all the midrashim and all the gemores that the Baal Haggadah brings, it's on those psukim. Vayareh otanu ha-mitzrim, vayanunu, vaytnu aleinu avodah kasha. All of those, and then the Baal Haggadah is going posuk by posuk to explain what it means. And those psukim are not talking at all about, they talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but they were written for the purpose of avodas bikurim, when somebody wants to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fruits that he gave him. So let's try to answer some of those questions, and I think it will shed a new light on what does it mean, the Haggadah at that night. The first three psukim that we read, or that's written in this parasha, it's written the following. Uvata el kohen asher yeh bayamim ahem. You are now coming with the fruits. You're coming to Yerushalayim. You go to the kohen. Ve'amarta elav. And you're telling to the kohen. What are you telling the kohen? He gadeti hayom la'ashem elokecha. I today say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kibati el ha'aretz asher nishba Hashem la'avoteinu latet lanu, that I came to the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us. And then the Kohen takes the fruits from you, okay, and he puts it on the Mizbeach, and then the Pasuk continues, they say, ve'anita ve'amarta lifnei Hashem elokecha arami oved avi. Now you start reading the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Up until now, I didn't talk a word. I'm coming to the Kohen, and what do you say to the Kohen? Higadeti hayom la'ashem elokecha. I just told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You didn't tell a word to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? Higadeti hayom la'ashem elokecha. And you're not saying a word. You're just coming to the Kohen, and you give him the fruits, and you're telling the Kohen, I spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu today. You didn't speak, you're going to speak. Vanita ve'amarta arami oved avi. Says the Malbim. A new interesting translation of the word ve'igadeta. Higadeti hayom la'ashem elokecha. Says the Malbim, af sha'adayin lo amar lifnei Hashem. Even though he did not say yet anything in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aval lashon hagada yavo gam b'makom she'en omer u'dvarim. The word Haggadah, or the verb higadeti, can be used even if one word was not yet said. Hashomayim mesaprim kvoidel umase yodov magid harakia. The rakia is telling us the deed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rakia doesn't speak. Sometimes you can hear a story without saying a word. Body language is you can tell a whole story with the body language. Pantomime. You can show a picture without saying a word. As they say, one picture is worth 1,000 words. For those, you cannot use the word amalti, but you can use the word higadeti. The Malbim is saying that the word Haggadah which we translate as to speak, the speech does not have to be by lips moving. The speech can be by transferring a message without having the lips moved. That's what it means. He gadati ayom la'ashem elekecho. You come to the Kohen and you say, this is my biggest speech about the favor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to me. He brought me to this land and He gave me the fruit. And now I'll start speaking. Now ve'amarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha arami oved avi, and we start telling the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is said by lips movement. But the higadeti ayom la'Hashem Elokecha, says the Malbim, it doesn't have to be through speech. There can be, says the Malbim, hagada b'makom she'en omer u'dvarim, without any speech, and there can be hagada al yedei ma'aseh, by doing, by acting. So when you go to a show and you see the acting, you can say those actors are magid to me. They're speaking to me. They're not saying anything. Or vice versa, call it whatever you want. But the word hagodah is used much more generally. It's basically mean transferring a message. So when Chachomim called this night the night of hagodah, Chachomim meant a lot more than just reading the psukim. This is called Haggadah because there is a story and there is a message that we want to transfer through the speaking. We have aloches, we will read soon, by the Rambam. How do we have to say it? What's the difference between saying it this night and the other night? But by the way, you know, there's a very famous question, Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, what's unique about that night that is different from all the nights we have to say every night? We say in Krishna, Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. We are masking Letzias Mitzrayim every night. What is so unique about that night? It may be that what is unique about that night is because this night it's not just that we have to say it by lips movement, but we have to enact it and have everybody around us get the feeling that we are really feeling liberated as if we left Mitzrayim. That is not an obligation we have every night. Every night we have the obligation to be maskir Yetziat Mitzrayim, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Here in the Haggadah night, it's much more than remembering it. It's enacting it and giving everybody the feeling ke'ilu yatzanu Mitzrayim. That may be also the explanation why Chachomim chose the parsha of Bikurim. When was Bikurim brought the first time? When Bnei Yisrael went to Eretz Yisrael. We don't bring Bikurim b'chutz la'aretz. Okay? We know that the Dor HaMidbar, the actual generation that left Mitzrayim, was not there anymore. So this was a new generation now. And this generation is saying, what words are they saying? They're saying the words, Arami oved avi, vayareu otanu ha-mitzrim, vayanunu, vayishma Hashem et kolenu. You are talking now as if you were there. The generation that was in Mitzrayim was there. So it's very, it makes a lot of sense that they talk in this language. But now Chachomim told us, we are now talking about the generation that was not in Mitzrayim, but they are talking as if they were there. This is Bikurim. This is the first time that you read this language of people who were not there, but they are talking as if they were there. That's why Chachomim chose the parsha of Bikurim, which is in the Sefer Dvorim, to describe Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's describing Yetzias Mitzrayim in first, you're talking as if you were there when you bring the Bikurim. So it's the first time that somebody who was a non-participant in Yetzias Mitzrayim talking about it as if they themselves participated in it. Okay, there's another meaning to the word Haggadah. In Parshas Bereishis, when Adam v'Chava did the original sin and they ate from Etz Hadaat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Avram and tells him, Odom HaRishon, I'm sorry, Vayomer Vayikra Hashem Elokim Elo Odom Vayomer Lo Ayeka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Odom, where are you? We all know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew exactly where he was, but he wanted to have the conversation with Odom. Vayomer, Odom answers him, Et kol choshomati bagan, I heard your voice in Gan Eden. That's what Adam HaRishon answers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'ira, and I was afraid. Why? Ki erom anochi, because I am naked. Right? Va'echave, so I hid myself. And what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering Avram? Va'yoymer, mi higid lecho? Mi higid lecho ki eiro mato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu esk Adam HaRishon, who told you that you are naked? There was nobody to tell Adam HaRishon that he was naked. There was nobody else there. So the word of me higid lecha means, how did you realize? How did you discover it? This news that you are naked, where did you realize it? Says there are two mefarshim, the Radak and the Chizkuni, and say, I'm going to read it, and then I am going to translate it. The Rashi, by the way, on the words, mi higid lecha, says the Rashi, me'ayin lecha ladat. How do you know? Where do you know it from that you are naked? Says the Radak and the Chizkuni, Haggadah, the word Haggadah, Tavo gam ala chadashot. The word Haggadah means new. Something that is news to you. You didn't know it now, and now you know it. However, Asher lo ken hasipur, the word lesaper, Shebarak ala davar shena'asa o shene'emar. You're talking about something that was done or was said before. So there's nothing new when you're talking about the story, because the story is only telling you things that were done or said before. But when you say the word Haggadah, it also indicates something new. So, when the Torah tells us, v'higadeto lebincho, that we have to tell our children, the Torah, according to what we just said, is telling us two things. Number one, it's not just talking, it's enacting. It's giving out the feeling as if yatzata mimitzrayim. Because higadeta is not just talk, but it's much more encompassing than talking. You can talk, you can be mekayem the mitzvah of higadeta without saying a word. Okay? The Torah says that's not just to say to the children. We have to make them really feel as if we feel like we went out of Mitzrayim. And the second thing is, we have to do something new for them. We have to tell them a new story. It's not just the same story that they heard already last year or in the school. When they come out of the Seder, they have to come out with something that's new, that is exciting. That is the mitzvah of the Haggadah. We now can understand why is this that there are so many halachas. There are so many halachas that we have that have to do with exciting the children. I'm sorry, during the night. We have to excite them. And we'll see soon gemoras that are saying it very, very, very clearly. Here's a Rambam. The Rambam is saying, again, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, and then we'll read the Rambam in the Yad HaChazakah. But in Sefer HaMitzvot says the Rambam the following, שציוונו לספר ביציאת מצרים בליל 15 מניסן בתחילת הלילה כפי צחות לשון המספר. I will try to translate it, but the Rambam says that our obligation to tell it is in a very clear language as much as we can. The Rambam adds it in the Aloche. So it's not just a mitzvah of transferring something. The Rambam says that we have to do it very clearly. And then, this is the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot. The Rambam in the Halochas, in the Yad HaChazakah, says the following. Mitzvah lehodia labanim, we have to tell our children about the story of Yitziat Mitzrayim, va'afilu lo shalu, even though they didn't ask anything. Sheneemar, v'igadeta lebincho, says the Rambam, lefi da'ato shel ben. The story has to be according to the level of each child. This is part of the aloches of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if we sitting in front of 10 children, and we think that we can tell a story that will be the same for all of them, and we were out, we're done, we're making a mistake. It's not an easy mitzvah. That's the point I'm trying to make. We have to talk to the children. This is a night of the children. Yeah, we have mitzvah of matzah, we have mitzvah of morer, we have the mitzvah of dalet koises, but we have to realize that the night of Pesach is the night of children. So when we start to talk in the middle of the Agoda about Tzvei Dinim and saying the Amiro and go like this, we are missing the points. We have to make the children the focal point of that night. Because that is the mitzvah. Says the Rambam, וצריך לעשות שינוי בלילה הזה. We have to make something different in that night, כדי שיראו הבנים וישאלו ויאמרו מה נשתנה. We have to do whatever we can to arouse the interest of the kids so they can ask, why is this night so much different than other nights? Okay, but again, if we're just making it a routine question, because every night on Pesach we ask the question, without really explaining the children, and I'm not telling you that we can take a three-year-old and try to tell him the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we can enact it. And I saw some people that are getting up and talking like we went out of Mitzrayim, they're making the story interesting so the kid will remember. But I can tell you that there are certain things that I remember as an old guy now, from things that happened to me when I was a kid. Okay? The questions, the answers. I had a cousin of my father that came and used to give us all kind of, it almost looked like a Purim de Keteira, you know, about the Agoda. But those are the things that I remember. The Ramchal saying a sentence that I think is a very defining sentence. She'en ha-mashpia, mashpia lefi p'chinat atzmo, אלא לפי בחינת המקבל ממנו. You cannot use yourself as a yardstick when you want to tell somebody else a story. You have to know who is the one that listened to the story. Put yourself in his shoe and tell the story based on what this person is capable of listening and capable of dissecting everything that you're telling him. That is the mitzvah that we have. We have to enact Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have to tell the kids the story in a way that they feel. How much we are excited to tell them the story, and they have to listen to it. I think that a few years ago, I told you a snippet of a lecture that the Tolna Rebbe Shlita gave to educators in Los Angeles. I want to give you just one point about it that is so pertinent to the Agoda. The Torah is saying in the Makkah of Arbe, ויאמר השם אל מוישה בוא אל פרוי כי אני הכבדתי את ליבוי ואת לב עבודו למען שיתי אותותי אלה בקרבו. Doesn't tell him what is the makkah yet. And then the next pasuk is ולמען תספר באוזני בנכו ובן בנכו את אשר התעללתי במצרים ואת אותותי אשר שמתי בם וידעתם כי אני השם. The only makkah in the Torah that the Torah is telling us ולמען תספר, I'm giving this makkah because I want you to be able to tell your children and grandchildren what I did is an makkah of Arbe. When you think about it, this should be one of the least makkahs that make such a big impression. You have a locust coming down on the ground, a natural phenomena. The locust is covering the ground, and a few days later, it's gone. Okay? It was just happening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that the locust is coming, and it was a huge number. But when you think about what are the things that are making big impression on the world, the previous makkah of Borod should have been a much more makkah that you can really take the world and publicize it all around the world. It was koilois ubrokim. There was natural phenomena of thunders. And the Barad itself, and thunders, and Kodes Ubrokim, no? And lightning, yes, thank you for reminding me. There was thunders and lightning, and the Barad itself was a mixture of ice and fire. All of those are supernatural, noisy phenomena. Wouldn't it make much more sense that this is the story, I'm giving you this makkah, because the whole world sees it, it is something unnatural, this is what I'm doing. Leman tesaper bozne bincho. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose a relatively, I don't want to say a makkah that was not painful, but a quiet, natural, quote-unquote, makkah of Leman tesaper bozne bincho ben bincho? Said the Tolna Rebbe an interesting thing. He said, you know, the Borod came down, the Koilis Ubrokim, and it broke all the things that were strong. But the Afilois, the things that were soft, the Borod could not do it. And the Torah says that the Borod could not break those things that were soft. Ki afilo sena, the Borod bent them down. Came the Arbe, and came down on the ground, you don't see anything. And then when the Arbe disappeared, you suddenly see a ground that was completely clean. there was nothing left. All the things that the Borot left, because the Borot could not touch it, the Arbe did. The Arbe went and finished it. Says the Talmud Rebbe, if you want to know a lesson in education, you should know the difference between Borot and Arbe. You can go and yell at the kids, and you can do whatever it is, and you can try sometimes to break them. And they will break. But if you want to know what is the story or how to tell a story, Be'ozne bincha, in the ear of your son. Not tell the story to your son, but tell it to him in his ear, that he can understand, internalize it, and learn from it. Learn from the Arbe. It came quietly. It is very agile. It can go into each hole and finish whatever is in there. It is covering every detail. And when it's gone, there's nothing left. He said, that's how you should talk to the kid. Talk to him in his ear, quietly, and individualized. Be flexible enough to be able to talk to each kid in their language. That's what the Torah is telling you on the Arbe. I'm bringing you the Makor of Arba Leman Tisaper Bo'oznei Bincha. That's how you should tell the story in the ears of your son and your grandson. There's an interesting, Nechama Leibovich, Professor Nechama Leibovich, always used, she didn't have a car, and she used to come to teach. She used to take a taxi or a bus, and she always had taxi or bus stories to tell. So one of the stories that she's telling is, she's saying she was sitting in a taxi cab and checking exams. So the cab driver, you remember, we're not talking about, you're talking about 40-some years ago, he says, I see that you are a teacher. He says, by us, we used to call teachers a melamed. Do you know what's the difference between a teacher and a melamed? That's what the cab driver asked her. And she said, no, it's the same. And he said, it's not the same. So she asked him, what's the difference? So he tells her, is whiskey good for you or not? That's what the cab driver asked her. And she said, no, it's not good. And he asked her, did you ever drink whiskey in your life? And she said, no. Well, how do you know it's not good if you never drink it? The answer is that when you go to a bar and you see somebody drink whiskey and loses his marble, you know it's not good for him without you experiencing it. You just learn it from seeing it. He says that's a melamed. A melamed is somebody who can teach, not necessarily just by saying or by experiencing it, by giving the other kids the experience, showing them what's good and what's bad. We are late, so naturally I'm not going to be able to finish everything. The reality is that in the Agoda we have Keneged Arba Bonim Dibro Toiro, Echad Chochom, Echad Rosho, Echad Tam, Echad Shem Yodea Lishol. The Gemara learns it from four psukim in the Torah. And when we read those psukim, we don't see the huge differences. But the Baal Agoda is telling us that since the whole purpose of the Agoda is to be able to transmit it to children in a way that it's demonstrated to them, it's new to them, we have to talk to each one of those four children differently. We cannot dismiss anyone. Not the Chochem, because we don't have to talk to him. He's a smart guy. He understands it himself. Not the Roshe, when we say, well, what am I talking to this guy for? Okay, it's not going to help. And the Tam and Shenoide Alishol, each one of them. I want to finish the story with the Shir, with an amazing story that happened to the Blujewa Rebbe. He was in his 50s when he was in camps. And he never put a piece of meat, treif meat, in his mouth for those entire years. He survived on what they called at that time potato soup, which was water with a potato peel or something, and a quarter piece of bread. When Pesach came in, the Blujewa Rebbe said in camp, we need to do something about matzahs. And one way or another, they were able to collect some wheat by giving some gifts to all of the people that work in control of it. And the one night they went and took a few pieces of wood to bake the matzah. And on the way back, they were caught by the Germans, and the Germans gave them, there were two or three people that did it, and the Germans hit them badly. They broke the matzah. There was nothing left of it except a small piece, which was a kazai soles. And the Blujewa Rebbe, at the night of the Agoda, sat down, and he knew the Agoda by heart. He made Kiddush, even though they didn't have wine. He made Kiddush on the day. He moreover, they had enough, okay? And when it came to the matzah, everyone wondered who is going to get the piece of matzah. And to the surprise of everybody, there was a kid there, 9-year-old kid. And the Blujewa Rebbe said, this is the night of the children. The kid is going to get the matzah. Nobody asked him if the kid is a bar mitzvah or not a bar mitzvah. It was completely irrelevant. This kid is going to get the matzah because this is the night of the children. This is the night of the kids. So the Blujewa Rebbe took it to a point. It's interesting that after Pesach, the Blujewa Rebbe was so hungry, that's already a side story, and he was about to die. And the word went out, and there was a woman that basically gave her piece of whatever she had to the Blujewa Rebbe, and eventually he survived. He lost his family. And there was a shidduch offered to him, and when the shidduch was offered to him, when he met his prospective wife, he told her the story of what happened that night after Pesach. Turned out that that was the woman that gave him the piece. Okay? I'll finish with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that there were two times that he left the Beis HaMedrash. One of them was Erev Pesach to make sure that the children are asleep so they can be wake up for the Agada. Rabbi Akiva, Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Pesach left the Beis HaMedrash, but he left it for the purpose of making sure that the kids are ready for that. I don't know how much more, there's a lot more I can say about those halachas. The bottom line is, this is the night of our children. Yes, we should talk to each other as adults, but the bottom line is that if we come out of that night and the kids are not feeling that they got something new, that they are excited, that their parents are excited, we miss the entire point. Have a good Yom Tov, everyone.